Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Faxon. I'm the host of Favor Life, The Process of There, where we walk through, by faith, our process that God has called us to. And as we walk through, by faith, digesting the Word of God every single day, believing it, receiving it, quoting it, decreeing it over our life, trusting God, we see the demonstration of His power as we are changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory. We see God change us, and we become even more as He is. For the Word lets us know that we have been saved and are being saved from this present world, from the enemy and even ourselves. So God is saving us as we learn to live in the culture and the environment of our heavenly kingdom, even here on the earth, as we walk and be as He is, for the glory of God in His righteousness, demonstrating and showing the power and the love of Him. And we're not conformed to this world, but we are being transformed every single day as we go through the process of there. So this process of faith not only blesses our own house, but it blesses every generation. It blesses every nation and every race as we show them the love of God and His mercy and His power and His authority. So we've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday Christians that God has called for His purpose and His plan. And even though they lived in a different century, the problems that they face and the situations are prevalent for us today. For the Word of God is always right. It is always current. It is always the answer. So we see that their lives, and we learn from them. We see their decisions. We see their mistakes. We see them going forth by faith. And as we learn from what they have gone through, we learn the will of God for our lives, and we see the demonstration of His power that He's able to withhold and uphold His word concerning us, regardless to our past, our present, or even the things that may occur in the future. That because He spoke in a word, He said something concerning us, that word would not return back void, that it will accomplish as long as we stay in the will of God and we walk by faith and we trust Him, we will see the demonstration of His power. And this walk is required movement. That means going forward. Going forward means that we're not stagnant, we're not staying in the same place, but we're moving forward and we are going somewhere. We're headed in a direction, and the direction is what He's called us to. And we are dependent upon Him and His word and the strength of Him to take us to where we're going, because there's a destination that we're going to. So we thank God that as we've been looking at the book of Genesis and Exodus and even other books in the Bible, been showing and proving us to us His word concerning our walk, concerning what He wants to do in us and how He wants to use us. And today, as I was studying, the Lord kept saying these words, exchange. And I kept saying, Lord, what are You saying? He said, there is a season of exchange that I'm doing. He said, I've already made an exchange with My people. When I sent Jesus, He exchanged, became everything that we were, and we took everything that He was. And as we receive the exchange, we see the gift of all that He is, the fullness of all that He is, and we're walking in that. Well, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I did an exchange with Israel. In the book of Exodus, He said, and not only was I bringing them out, but I was giving them an exchange. He said, and the first generation did not receive the exchange, didn't get the exchange, didn't know the exchange. He said, but the second generation did. They walked into something that they themselves had not seen the evidence of in the first generation because of their own disobedience. But the second generation did. God made an exchange with them. He gave them a promise that He was going to give them the land that He had already given it to them. When we look in the book of Joshua, we see that the Lord says, I've already given it. I give this to you. I'm not going to. I give it to you. It is my will to give this land to you. It is my desire that you walk in this, that I give you that exchange, that you see the demonstration of my power. So we see that they got exchanged with them, not only in the physical, but in the spiritual realm, that they would be his people and that they would remember to do all that God had told them and assigned to them to do. And we see that because God proves himself. He proves himself. And I don't know where you are in your life, but you need to start decreeing, God, I receive the exchange of your divine will. I receive the exchange of your righteousness and your blessings in my life. Joshua, this first chapter, says this, after the death of Moses, the son, the Lord's disciple, God speaks to Moses' assistant, whose name is Joshua, the son of Nun, and says to him, now my disciple is dead. Your new leader, you are the new leader of Israel. Lead my people across the Jordan River into the promised land. I say to you that what I said to Moses, wherever you go, will be part of the land of Israel. All the way from the... See, and God wants us to understand this. Everything that he gives us and he says to us is a promise that is alive and now in us now. We have a promise that God has already done something for us. And even though this is, they're talking about natural land in the book of Joseph, we're talking about land in the spirit realm, territory in the spirit, and in the natural. There are things that God wants to do and give to us. And he's already commanded it. He's already commanded, and he starts talking. He says here's the south of the Lebanon Mountains in the north from the Mediterranean Sea and the west of the Euphrates River in the east, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to oppose you as long as you live, for I will be with you just as I was with Moses. I will not abandon you or fail to help you. Be strong and brave, for you will be successful, a successful leader of my people, and they shall conquer all the land I promised to their ancestors. You need only to be strong and courageous and to obey the letter, every law Moses gave you. For if you are careful to obey every one of them, you will be successful in everything you do. Constantly remind the people about these laws, and you yourself must think about them every day and night so that you will be sure to obey all of them. For only then will you succeed. Yes, be bold and strong. Banish fear and doubt, for remember, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I'm reading this out of the Living Bible, and we see here that God has made a promise. He said, I've already given this to you. I promised it to your forefathers. The same promises are unto us. The same promises are yes and amen unto us. They belong to us. God has made an exchange with us, and he's commanding us to now walk in this place of our exchange, not looking at what's around us, because God had to remind Joshua not to look around him, because everything around him said the opposite of what God said. Everything around him looked like it was bigger and greater. Everything around him looked like it had not been given. But God says to him, I've already done this. I've given this to you. It is the same thing that God was speaking to the children of Israel in the book of Exodus, but they could not comprehend it. The new generation did. You've got to see in the spirit all that God has said is yours. You've got to glimpse it. You've got to grab it. You've got to get it in the spirit realm. You've got to see it by faith and know that it is yours. And as you see it by faith, everything that is trying to oppose you, God is going to make the exchange. He's going to put it right in your hand. He's going to put it right in your presence. All he's requiring you to do is by faith go in and decree. By faith be tenacious. Go in fearfully and say, this is mine. And by faith stand, seeing it in the spirit realm before you ever see the manifestation in the natural realm. Creating it, and by faith say it aloud or say it to someone, saying, God is going to do this for me. God has given me this, and it's mine. Just as he's given me his righteousness and made me his righteousness in Christ Jesus, and I stand complete in him, everything that I need has already been supplied, and everything that I desire, he's already given it, and I'm decreeing and agreeing with his word that it is so. He has called me to be the head. He's called me to be above. He's called to me to be for me to be blessed in the city and in the field. He's called me to be a lender and not a borrower. I am all that he says. My seed is blessed. Whatever I put my hand to is blessed. He's made an exchange with me. Everything that the enemy thought was going to happen, God has exchanged it. And in this season that I'm living in, God has exchanged everything that the enemy thought that he was going to keep from me, what he was going to do in my life or my children's life or my ministry or my physical body, and I receive the exchange of the Lord. The exchange is the price received as an equivalent of. That means whatever is going on in my body, whatever is going on in my life, in my finances, with my children, God has made an exchange, and the price is the equivalent of that which the enemy thought I would not. It's the equivalent of or even greater. It's greater. It's greater because God never does anything on the level of the enemy. It always goes to the next place. But it's the price received as an equivalent of or an exchange of. It is the exchange. It's the thing that we ourselves could never do for ourselves, but God has done it through the ransom of his own self. He's made it. And that's why we're seated with him in heavenly places. He's rich in glory. He's rich, lavished in love and forgiveness. So everything that he is, he's made the exchange. So we receive all that he is in the fullness. So everything in our life down here in this earth is going to demonstrate that lavishes our salvation, our forgiveness, our mercy, our love, our peace, our joy, our contentment, all of these things, our righteousness, lavish, as he's lavished these things and his love on us. We have received that exchange, and we are not walking around in despair or in hopelessness, but even in places in our lives where we see we need God to manifest certain things, we're commanding an exchange even in those areas. God, we need a release financially, so we're commanding the exchange, the wealth of who you are, the endowment of your kingdom, from that which is already in heaven to now be pulled from eternity into time. We receive the exchange through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're incomplete in your righteousness, and we are the righteousness of God regardless of what the enemy might try to say or how we feel. If we received you as Lord and Savior, and we are walking by faith, and we are yours, God, we are your children, and that righteousness belongs to us. It is sealed in us, and nothing or no one can change it. So everything that is yours is mine, because you said no good thing with you is whole from us. Now, God, everything that you said that you've exchanged, let it be manifest in our life expediently, supernaturally, immediately, that we might make the enemy that has come against us now look at the greatness of our God, who has blessed us, who has lavished on us, who's made an exchange with us that's greater than anything else. He's communicated the exchange of his will, of his love, of his purpose, of his plan throughout his word. And we receive the exchange of all that we used to be, or all the former things, or whatever's going on in our life. We receive the exchange of God's blessing, of his word, his life, his truth, and nothing or no one would stop it. We will not be like the former generation. We will be like the generation that went in and pursued and overtook and possessed, because they dared to believe the report of the Lord. They dared to believe in the faithfulness of God. They dared to believe that God was going to be good to them. They dared to believe that God was, his inexhaustible goodness was going to be demonstrated, and no enemy could defeat them because God was for them. And that he's more than the whole world. The same God is that was there with them is the same God with you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word does not change. It is a very present help. And if he did an exchange over 2,000 years ago, that same exchange has the same power. What he said in your life today, don't back down, don't give up, but decree, I receive the exchange of the Lord, and every part of my life will look and have the endowment of God, and I receive it by faith now. I pray that you've been empowered, and I pray that you join me tomorrow as we go deeper in our walk of faith through the process of there. Thank you for joining me on Faith Life. God bless you.